Hey guys, sorry for interrupting, but I just wanted to tell you about our brand new sponsor, Harry's Razors. You've probably heard of them before listening to other podcasts. You have to give people presents for the holidays, so you might as well give a gift and then help us out here on the pod. You can go to harrys.com/the stew. That's harrys.com/the stew. And then when you use that link, you can get $5 off your order and free shipping during the holidays. So like basically all of this month. And then that helps us out over here on the pod. They make great stocking stuffers. You can get just a little cheap $10 guy if you don't have that much money, or if you're really rich, they have ones that are like $100. You can have them engraved with your name, or you can just do a bunch of commas if you want. They have German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close and comfortable shave. The eucalyptus shave cream that I love seems very expensive looking, but it's not. And like I said before, they start at just $10. So, holidays. Get your shopping done early and take advantage of the free shipping while you still can. Harrys.com/the stew. Hello, hello. You're listening to The Stew. I'm Jason Stewart. Andre Canaparo, say hello.
What's up?
I like that when I said Andre Canaparo, my brother Chris Stewart did a very visible thumbs down.
No, I did say that. I did that before you said Andre Canaparo.
You're thumbs downing me for talking.
You're aggressive. The Stew! Whatever that was.
That's called high energy.
Yeah.
I have pro gear. I have a pro attitude. Andre kind of limped in with his hello. What do you think about that?
He was yinning your yang, dog.
He was yinning my yang.
He was trying to get you to calm down. A little bit.
No, I like the energy. I was just surveying the landscape.
Seems like his form of silent protest. Classic Andre. Chris Stewart, what's up?
Hi. I have
We got one guest today.
It's not. So you got three beverages. None of them are alcohol because you're going to France on Monday and you're not drinking until then. Correct. How long has it been since you've been off the sauce?
Oh, I cheated the other night. The lady and I have cheated twice. Thanksgiving.
On each other or on drinking?
Actually.
Don't say actually to that. This is a Stuke exclusive.
It is the season of holiday parties.
She is French.
You know how the French be,
right? You know what it is.
Do you think she's listening to this right now?
Wow.
Do they even have a term for closed marriage in France?
What is this?
I don't.
Closed marriage? I don't comprehend. So you've been like a month with a couple little hiccups here and there.
Not even hiccups, they were planned. We're like, okay, let's do this today, you know.
So when you cheat on the no drinking, is that like we're going to have a glass of wine?
Literally, that's or exactly
is it
what
like
it was.
Or is it absolute piss up?
No, it was a glass. Hmm. In Long Beach, randomly found like a great wine bar next to the Arts Theater on 4th and Cherry. It was a super good wine spot.
I'd have to get drunk to go to Long Beach too.
That was kind of the deal. Yeah. It was beautiful though.
All of our Long Beach listeners, it's a beautiful place. Hate it.
Yeah.
So right now, Los Angeles burns.
Jeez Louise.
We're in one of the only buildings left standing still. We're recording today on Wednesday. This will come out on Saturday. I assume most of our town will be decimated by then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of open fire cooking.
Don't try to bring it back about food, Andre.
Okay.
You always try to bring this food podcast about food.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's...
I can talk about food. All of my cooks were late today.
It's real smoky.
I'm not dead ass.
Why are they late?
Wait, so did you just... So, okay, walk us through that. So as soon as like the clock hits, are you like, well, I guess I'm in the kitchen now.
Yeah, that didn't happen today. I was really lucky but because it worked out because I wasn't busy in the very beginning of the shift. But the other day it was, and actually I've been cooking a lot. Last time I was on, I think it was post cooking shift.
Didn't you do a lunch this week?
I did, or it was last week. Wow, it's been a really busy month. Yeah, I'm leaving for France, so all I can think about is France and work, and I don't even know how.
In a month, how often do you cook in the restaurant?
France and work.
On average, like none.
None.
Like, so I guess like 0.5. So when you did that. It rarely happens. Yeah. We're talking like
this. Is it always a surprise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back there and I plate desserts all the time. I've been doing that since I started managing Maximiliano. I was like, it went from like, hey, get out of here. I got it to like, Stu, like, come, like, make this ice cream. Like, I have way better things to do. I was like, so, and when you're standing where the dishes come out, like the expo, it's a good place to survey the whole area. To the dining room. So I like being back there so I can survey both. Because it's hard to watch the kitchen from the front, but it's easy to watch the front from the kitchen. So you can't hear anything, but you could see, you know. I could just tell, like, the expo, like, hey, there's somebody at the door, you know. Like,
boom. For listeners at home, expo is short for expediter.
Yeah.
And that's the person who
makes
sure that the tickets for the food are organized and the food is coming out and being passed out to the right tables.
Ideally, there's an expo on both sides. Like, it's your point person for the... You're basically like the delegate of the front and you're...
Two
and
expos?
In a sense, you know, like somebody
back of house and front of house expo?
I mean, not a... The back of house, you wouldn't really call it an expo, and but there's kiss, like... That's they? Your point person. As opposed to just like... Fuck yourself. This is like you want like one-on-ones. Like you don't want every server asking the cook,
right?
Like, hey, where's table 32 or 32? You want one voice, and then vice versa, you want one voice. So you usually have like a point person from both sides.
Right.
So...
Yeah. A diplomat.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Delegate.
A delegate.
Yeah. So.
I can't wait till you go to France.
It's going to be great.
Who's going to watch the cat?
I don't have a cat.
Good answer. That was a trick question. You passed.
I have plants, though. I'm worried about the plants.
You want me to come through and give them a squirt?
Yeah, just once. It'll be good. You can crash there if you want to
have a staycation.
Are they
indoor plants or outdoor plants?
Mostly indoor.
I am sleeping at your house the whole time. I would. You know that, right?
I mean, why not? Yeah, it's nice to take a little staycation in your own city. Like I've always been. Like, have I ever?
You know what? I like it as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to shake things up a little bit. Get out of your routine.
Change is good.
My house is kind of nice. Not bad.
You have a cool house. I like hanging out at it. Thanks.
And have a grill.
I love that kitchen.
Yeah, you guys can come grill the house anytime. I'll leave you the key.
All right, this is good.
It's good for real. Why not? Okay. It's just sitting there.
Consider it done, baby.
Yeah. Can you give out the address?
Yes.
So last night, Andre and I went to Now Serving. They had a cookbook launch party for State Bird Provisions, the beloved restaurant in San Francisco where it's white people doing dim sum carts and serving amazing food. And we had some amazing food there, and they were doing some cool talks. Andre got a couple books.
The place is, that's
what's the name of the cookbook?
State Bird Provisions.
It's just called State Bird Provisions.
Yeah.
It's a good...
it's a strong name, so why not just
use it twice? It's a restaurant I've always wanted to go to, and I just haven't been.
Have you been, Andre?
Mm-mm.
I just can't picture where it is in the city. I've never, like, walked by and go, oh, look at that.
I've walked by it before. I remember when it first had the best new restaurant in Bon Appetit, and they would... I don't think they would do reservations, or they would do, like, walk-ups, and it would be, like, we open the doors at 5:30 for dinner... And people would just sit out on the sidewalk all like from noon and just like it's a like in front of a Supreme store just to try and get a table at 5:30. That's where you want to be at if you're a restaurant, baby.
That's a litmus test, is how you describe a line.
Yeah.
Like it's like a line at and then you fill that in.
So I said Supreme. You would say GameStop. What would you say, Stewie?
Black Friday, Best Buy.
You want to play basketball?
We'll I would say Franklin Barbecue, bitch. Yeah. Have you been?
I'd say...
Well, I've never been to Franklin
nothing
Barbecue.
Nothing can touch Hal and Ray's. That's the liniest line I've ever seen.
I mean...
Franklin is the king of lines. Yeah. I've never even been.
It's longer, you think?
I don't know. I mean, the last time Now Serving and walked by... The line for Howling Rays, I was blown away because that was like,
yeah,
and you were that was
10 a.m.
Yeah, and what day of the week?
Weekday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Sunday. It goes all the way to the other end of the.
Yeah, I went on Sunday and I saw that
it goes, and I was aghast. It was shocking, and it's not like they're in the middle of nowhere. There's other, there's losses there.
Stewie, aghast is a great word for it.
Because it really was. I was just like, I was taken aback.
Right.
And happy for them, too. They're making so much money.
But the nice thing about Howling Rays is that they're not going to run out of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're sitting in line for barbecue, you're just like, oh, please let there be brisket left. Please let there be ribs, like whatever you're hoping for. Because that, I mean, I think all of those places of note, basically, they don't have hours for closing because it's just like when we're done, when we have no more.
That's
and
true.
That's always before 2 p.m.
Like if you're a wax paper and they run out of bread, they only get so much bread, and that's like, can't make a sandwich out of bread. Shout out. What's up, guys? I know you're listening.
They've got some holiday stuff.
They got some holiday. They might, you know what, Andre? Let's cut the bullshit. You know why you're listening to this podcast. It's the 2017 holiday gift guide.
You know you read this in the whatever it's called, the description.
You know that the title of this podcast is the holiday gift guide, and that's what it says in the description as well, and the Instagram post and the Twitter and all that shit.
I'll say one quick thing. I just saw that wax paper's on Caviar now, which I'm very excited about.
Oh.
Because when I'm sitting at the restaurant.
Is that why you're whispering?
No, I just had a hiccup. I had a bubble in my throat.
Yeah.
Caviar. You didn't hear this from me, but. I was just focusing.
It's on Caviar, the delivery service.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Caviar is my favorite one. It's the cleanest app.
It's really it's good. The cleanest app. The UI is fantastic, right?
For real, it is. It's really
sickest
good.
Sickest font as well.
Mm-hmm. I like
it. I've never used any of them.
Caviar is excellent.
You've Caviar never used excellent. Any of them?
I think I've used... No.
Neria Postmates?
No DoorDash?
Never done Postmates, never done DoorDash.
No Seamless?
But I've done...
What about E24?
Oh, I think I've done Seamless. I've done Seamless.
E24... Caviar is the best one.
Right.
I've found, personally.
Mm-hmm. The most Caviar, specific. It's like the caviar of food delivery services.
The fees are appropriate.
Yeah. What
great
are they?
Fees. Love
and
those fees.
And they have a great lineup.
Yeah, I think I just have never tried it because I always thought it was expensive. I always thought it was too expensive, like... I don't want to spend $15 for my delivery.
I know, I hate that.
Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't really been delivering that much lately at all. When all those apps first came out, I was going a little hog wild with the food delivery.
Yeah, it's tough. You had a lot of brunches, some hangovers at the what's that called?
Yeah, I would blast the twofer,
home state,
the home state, and then the juice.
Yeah, that's right. Bing bang.
Do a little bang bang.
Must home be nice. State makes sense. That's smart though.
In I mean, bed. I would just order like two Oof. Breakfast tacos and a green juice. It'd be like, you know, $20. But it was like exactly what I needed. Those breakfast tacos when you're hungover, oh mama.
Those are. That is incredible.
And then when that parsley romaine water hits your mouth, oh baby. Yeah.
And their food is really good to go because they wrap it up in that
home
in the foil and everything.
It's good to go or it's good to go?
Both.
To go. No, it holds up to go. It's really sturdy like for... 45 minutes later, it's impressive.
Those thick-ass flour tortillas.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Not like the degradation of a corn.
And the sauce is really merry.
We're going to talk about the best things that you...
I just wanted to say that. For shits and gigs.
Boy, you better not talk about marrying sauces anymore for the next 10 minutes. Okay, we have no real structure for this, but I say we can just do a round robin. I've got a bunch. I told you guys to bring some as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just kind of go through it. I know Andre also sent me a couple of his. I feel like Rockbox is going to be on your list.
Yeah, that was like my Neiman Marcus one gift.
Yeah, right.
But I think we talked about that on the last one.
Still counts.
Yeah,
but the Rockbox.
People don't listen to every single
If you
episode.
Got $600 to spend, that's where it's going to be best well spent.
Yeah, that's my Silver Spoons train going through the living room fantasy gift.
Yeah, I like those.
Train going through the living room paints a nice picture.
Mm-hmm. The Rockbox on that train in this fantasy.
Choo-choo.
I was reading about it because I hadn't. I don't know. I read about it a few months ago, right before we went over to Dew's house and tried it. And then I looked at it again. It's only 20 pounds. And I realized I didn't lift it or move it or touch it, really. I just cooked in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of incredible that the whole thing is meant to kind of be carried whenever. I mean, I'm sure not when it's 800 degrees, but like to store in your closet and bring out on your patio or around or. Like at 20 pounds, it's incredible,
and it folds up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck it under the couch.
Huh. Really, kind of cooler than I even remembered, and I loved it.
For our rich listeners, it's by far the way to go. But I have a couple more, even more expensive things on the list.
Yeah, sure, you can do that.
We're going
to. You can
to.
Spend more than $700 if you want to.
But Andre also sent me another one, the Aroma Digital Rice Cooker / Food Steamer. Mm-hmm. Such a good price for it.
That, I mean,
it's $29, and it's like an all-digital rice cooker. You can like do a warming, you can do a steaming, you can do a white, you can do a brown.
Crucial.
All that stuff, and it's $29.
And grains. So, like, the rice cooker, to me, is for way more than just grains. Like, yeah. Whether it's for farro or for, mm-hmm. I mean, anything you have.
I remember
couscous.
Quinoa. I've used it just to make soup. Just because I was house sitting and the gas went out.
Well, you make soup in the rice cooker?
I swear to God, I couldn't
this
make it.
This is a stew in. Hack exclusive.
Yeah.
So what do you put on the?
I just
put it on the soups and just hit stuff.
I just kept you brown rice, and I kept rocking with it. Yeah, it worked. I use it to make coffee to heat up the water. Well, because at some point to make brown rice, you have to let it boil, then it goes down again, so it'll get to the boil.
So this is taking a good survivalist turn / homeless guy turn. This is going to be doing a lot of stuff for you.
It did. It helped me.
I mean, I guess you do need electricity.
Cooked an egg in it.
You cooked an egg in a rice?
Yeah, because it's like it's good. It's nonstick, so it's perfect for an egg.
This is a revelation.
I was hungry.
Have you seen the?
Why'd you need an egg? You were hungry. Okay, that checks out.
Protein.
Have you seen the giant Japanese pancakes they make in rice cookers?
Really?
It's like a cake.
Sick.
And apparently the way they make it rise and really fluffy is with mayonnaise. You basically mix this, put it in a rice cooker, and it cooks to the top of the rice cooker in the shape. Like you drop it out like a cake.
It's like you took a normal flapjack and then accordioned it out to like a large cylinder.
And up.
On the edges and just
out
up.
And up. You know, like 18 inches.
Like a panettone.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I want to try a Japanese pancake. I think I saw one on Instagram, but it was a little guy. It was large. It was more like a hockey puck, like, you know, maybe 2 inches tall.
No, these things are huge.
But you're talking a full wedding cake.
The size of a freaking...
Move over, Christina Tosi. There's a new cake in town, you loser.
But the other thing, too, you can really cut the time. Like, if you are making rice, you can... You know, saute it with things. You can saute the rice and then add whatever water you're using or stock. Bring it to a boil in a pan and just pour that into the rice cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts the cooking time way down because you've already brought it to a boil. Mm-hmm. And at least the rice cooker, the Aroma rice cooker knows how to adjust and it doesn't overcook the rice when boiling water goes in. I don't know how it measures temperature and volume and weight. And I don't know how it all works out, but it knows.
God only knows.
All of that when it goes in. It's pretty cool.
Steam contingent. And then that's what that gasket is up top.
Right.
And then maybe weight too, because it has, you know, there's a spring on the bottom. And once it, like the water goes away and starts to evaporate, and maybe it, like the temperature drops at the same time. I've thought about the same thing. Like, how does this work?
Yeah.
You know, it always knows. I've had the same thing. It just knows when to stop it.
Let's check out some YouTube tutorials on how and why rice cookers work, because I am frankly fascinated. Really, this beer is good. It's a Mammoth Lakes Summer Triple Belgian Style Ale. It's going down nice, isn't it, Stewie?
Yeah, it's really good. I miss you so much.
It's 5:40 p.m. Feels like it's midnight. The world burns. Stewie, why don't you start it off?
Well,
with the Stewie rec.
I'm going to go with the opposite of Rockbox. Stocking
just
stuffers?
Wood.
No.
He's giving out wood to start a fire with.
Firewood?
A shoebox. Good stocking stuffer are a good solid wine key.
Ooh.
And you know what I've learned is to have a bunch and then leave them, one in the living room, one in the kitchen, one maybe the bedroom. One of the outdoor.
For intruders?
They have four around so that you're always looking for it, right?
I know you're really married to a French woman when you got a wine key in the bedroom.
God. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you
good
got...
point.
Stu, you a damn freak.
Can you put
what you are, boy.
Four in the same drawer and then always know that at least the one won't go missing because there'll be three more in the same drawer?
If you go over to Stu's house and
it never ends up that way.
You open up the little attic on the ceiling and rifle around with your hand, you'll find a wine key up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I usually just keep it in my pocket. But
if you shimmy
speaking.
Up that chimney halfway up, there'll be a wine key duct taped to the side of the wall.
What you should do is get the wine key and then, as a follow-up stocking stuffer, get one of those little tiles. There's a little tile
mm-hmm.
that is like a little tiny Bluetooth thing where you can locate like your keys or your wallet. Yeah. But you do it while the wine key's missing, and you find out who pocketed it
at
the party.
Always happens.
The little beep beep in the back pocket.
Here's the brand if you want
to
say it.
Then you need to know that you.
And then you and four of your friends jump that person at the party.
That's the one I like.
We're always finding ways to fight people. So Stewie found he's produced a mustard orange wine key. The brand is
Pull Taps.
Yeah,
Pull Taps is solid.
That's
like
the one.
Bang for your buck. That's the one. You can feel the weight in your hand. It's like
P U L L T A P.
Immediately when someone hands you one and it feels like something. Like, oh, okay, this is good. You just don't want one that's like light as a feather.
You bought that at Modern General.
Like when you hand somebody a fine Harry's razor and you're like, wow, this has a good weight to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's another sidecar. If anyone is near New Mexico, or just go to Modern General. It's really, really good.
Modern General.
They have a good online store, too. So, Modern General in Santa Fe.
Yeah, Santa Fe. You may not want to drive across the state.
But if you're over... Yeah, yeah.
If you're near Santa Fe.
Well, I'm just saying, shipping will be better. Shipping will be better if you order. Well, they have a great online ordering system. So, but it's very well curated by Monica Wade.
Remember when we drove there and I took a picture of you standing on top of our minivan that I rented? And it looked like you were riding it like a surfboard. So how much does that wine key cost, you think?
This literal one from Modern General? Six, eight bucks, something like that. I can't remember.
They have that same brand, blue.
You get this everywhere. Just go on Amazon. It'll come immediately.
Also,
but don't get a janky one. Or those crazy ornate one that's like wood.
Or don't buy the electric ones either.
Yeah.
Just get that little guy right there.
Get a Cadillac. Get a proper wine key.
What's it called? The Rabbit?
I don't even know what that is.
That's some rich housewife shit. Like the one that costs like $150 and you clamp it on.
Like big and plastic and then like you... I mean, you know what?
You get like two free adult DVDs from Adam and Eve.
Yeah. But they're going to break. So you get a one that costs $6. It's going to wear out. This one's already loosey-goosey anyway. Like this one's like kind of on the way out. I'm going to not use it for work. I'll use it for the house.
And they probably come in a bunch of great colors.
They do.
The amount of thought that's gone into your wine key is... fascinating.
Conopar, I mean, this is just our first one.
These are crucial. This is a huge tool.
We're going to be here all night, boys.
If you have a janky one, you're embarrassed at a table. Like, you're a sucker. So you better come correct
you're
with
a
wine key.
You're such a fucking idiot if you have a janky one.
You are. Well, I mean, yeah.
Andre, bless us.
I think you should get a Sharpie and masking tape so you know how old all this stuff is in your fridge.
Woo!
So you can stunt on everybody.
And they sell the Sharpie, the fine point Sharpie, and the blue... masking tape at Now Serving
at
in Los
counter.
Angeles, right at the counter, which is such a nice vibe. But
sick impulse buy.
That's the restaurant way of doing it. You get your container, you put a little piece of blue. What kind of tape?
Painter's tape.
Or you can use masking tape.
Blue painter's tape.
Blue's the best one. Doesn't leave a residue.
Pickled turnips.
That's why.
November 29th, 2017. Whatever it is, so you know.
But try to put it on there. Pre-fridge, because you put it in post-fridge, the water will beat up and it won't stick. I've made that mistake so many
times. Industry insider.
But another good industry one, get that your butcher's twine or whatever your twine is and tie the Sharpie to the tape because it gets lost all the time.
Because they'd be stealing the Sharpie.
No, you just lose it. Not even steal it. It just gets misplaced.
So
they go together. You need them, you know? So
you're trying to get laid this holiday season. Get your girl some masking tape.
Yeah.
And a Sharpie.
And a Sharpie. And no, the click Sharpie. Even better.
The click Sharpie
is the best. I'm
trying to keep this on the lower price range.
Pen porn. I'll go tit for tat with the low range. The nylon bowl scraper, also available at Now Serving. The brand is Matfer, Matfer. A bunch of different companies make them, but it's literally just a little nylon bowl scraper, flat on one end, rounded on the other end, and I use it constantly for. It's like your bench scraper, the metal one that you have, but this one's made out of like a hard, flexible plastic, so you can.
I got that one too.
I'm sure you do, but I love it for after you dice veggies on the cutting board, scoop them all up easily. If I have like a pan that has a bunch of schmutz in it and I want to wash it.
It's good for cleaning, yeah.
Before I hit it with the sponge and fuck up my sponge with all that stuff, I'll give it a scrape through with that. Preserves the life of my sponge. I guess if I was baking a lot, I could use it for cutting dough and stuff like that, but I don't.
It's a big one.
But I've been making these flax crackers, and I'll use that to cut the crackers without using a knife to slice the silpat.
Yeah, the silpat slicing, that's a bummer.
You should talk about those flaxseed crackers real quick, because they're so good.
The recipe is on foodwishes.com. Chef John, he's a YouTube man that we've talked about here before, but he had this recipe for flaxseed crackers, kind that you may have seen in like a specialty wine store. But it's literally, the only ingredients are a cup of flax seeds and a cup of water. You let it sit overnight. The flax seeds kind of soak up the water and then release this kind of like enzyme stickiness. It becomes like within a half an hour, it turns into like
paste,
tar almost. It's like super sludgy. And then once that water's all absorbed, it's like one big unit. It's like a big piece of chewing gum or something. Smear it out thin on a silpat. Cook it in the oven like 250 for 3 hours. And season it however you want. Mm. And you have these crackers that are just made out of water and flax seeds. There's no flour, no baking soda, no fat, no oil, no anything.
Ooh la la.
They're really good.
That sounds
And
nice
the flavor's today. Good. I just whipped up a batch today and... I don't know. I had the, the Rain Coast crisps.
Those mm-hmm. are the best.
Maybe Those the finest are, yeah. cracker in the game.
Those with the so with the good. Cranberry. Oh, super good.
So I was like, it'd be nice to make a gluten-free or a healthier version of these. And then I looked up the ingredients on them and I kind of pulled some things. So I soaked the flax seeds in buttermilk instead of water. And I added some brown sugar and some salt as well. So there's a little bit of sweetness and saltiness. The last one I made was everything bagel flavor, and that was really good too.
It's a good call.
That was really good.
But you can look it up online and see the recipe. It's super easy. But it's a fun, interesting thing to make. And if you have a silpat
that
you're not using...
On my list is a silpat, is it? Hmm. It took me so long to get... I put it off forever. We got one recently. It's the best.
How much did they cost?
I don't know.
20 bucks? 30 bucks?
I think you can get a set of two cheap, 15 yeah, bucks
yeah,
on
about
Amazon.
15, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have. I mean, it's definitely an item you can get an off-brand version of.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
The ones you're using aren't even silpats; they're just silicone baking.
Right.
The ones yeah. you borrowed from me.
You can get the janky version.
And they work just as well.
Mm-hmm. They work just.
That's
fine.
Not always the case.
Yeah.
With but off-brand. This one is yeah. There's a bunch of like off-brands that are fine.
It's okay to go off-brand a silpat. You heard it here first on the stew.
Meow meow.
Stewie. Wagwan.
I guess I'll go higher.
You can go wherever you want. We can dance all over the price range. Don't worry, Steve.
Phil Kim ceramic mug. He sells at G&B and at Go Get Him Tiger. Mm. And it's has such a good weight for it. I use it for everything. It keeps the beauty of things like ceramic mugs and like thermoses is that it works equally well for cold beverages. So
Andre knows all about that with his Yeti.
Yeah, you. It's nice to have a nice, cold, not watered down beverage because your ice stays ice and not,
couldn't agree more.
Doesn't melt. So this is like the less extreme version of the Yeti. It's just like my little
the ice stay ice.
I use it for everything. It's like my go-to. I've dropped it. It's super strong. Mm. He's a good friend. And the quality is fantastic. He does it all himself.
Philip Kim.
Yeah, so PKK Ceramics. And
PKK Ceramics, and yeah. people can buy it online, perhaps.
Yeah, and he makes a nice, cute little pipe. Yeah, he does.
A pipe?
Yeah.
A smoking pipe.
Yeah, it looks like a coffin. It's good. But not literally. It's like in the shape of a coffin. He makes all sorts of ceramics. So
he's a freak.
You can get it, if you're in LA, just go to G&B, go to Go Get Him Tiger, and they hold in.
They're holding.
Very good.
Cool.
Get two. It's good to have two.
You're going to break one.
All the places.
You won't break it. They're so strong. It's crazy.
All the places that you think have these little things and you're kind of putting off Christmas buying, like.
Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah, you've probably been to G&B or if you live in LA and you're like, oh, yeah, you know what? If I forget, I'm just going to get somebody that cool ceramic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not going to be an option available to you in a couple weeks.
That's mm-hmm. true.
You'll roll in there like
we're doing this now.
December 21st and be like, oh, you've got nothing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's
I mean,
smart.
Those little back pocket mm-hmm. things that you're kind of saving, maybe pull a trigger on
Knock
before,
it out.
Before or later.
Yeah, it's about time we all got a little more responsible, Stu listeners.
That's true.
Get done early.
And obviously bundle it with a bag of beans and you're good to go.
Mmm.
Hello.
That, do it with a little more of a mafia voice when you say that.
Bundle it with the bag of beans and you're good to go.
Your little slap bag of beans.
I got to get this call.
Stewie's got a phone call. He's a busy guy. All right, I'll go. I'll blast one. Last week, I asked for some suggestions, and Stu family, Truett Dietz, the infamous, the god, who always DMs me about things that he buys. He apparently has a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
But I guess when you live in Georgia, you can afford this kind of shit. Not in L.A. Mm-mm. But he recommended the Le Creuset 10-piece stainless steel set. Where it is, in his defense, it is marked down considerably on their website. But okay. And when you, the thing I don't like about the Le Creuset, when they say it's a 10-piece,
includes lids.
That's talking lids too. So it's really 5 pieces.
Nobody. Wow, really? The thing is, nobody doesn't do that.
Like, I know.
When you're
buying
a set. I know. And it's bullshit. But like all clad, like
everyone does.
But
it.
Yeah, it's.
But basically, it's all the Le Creuset stuff. But the lids and everything are all stainless steel and chrome. So when you're a Le Creuset person, you're like, oh, I'm going to pick my color. I'm going to pick this cute canary yellow or this weird funky orange or whatever it is. There's a lot of people who are like, I have color dysmorphia and I can't pick one.
Or you deal coke in the 80s, but you also like to cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get the stainless steel all... Like, exterior.
There's a Patrick
chrome.
Bateman.
No, I'm sorry, not stainless. Chrome.
Yeah, it's a stainless steel, but it's a chrome finish
for when your kitchen is made out of just glass blocks.
Nah.
You're
just
gonna
glass.
Need chrome cookware.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it. And then you shoot
disgusting.
A prostitute with a nail gun. We've all seen American Psycho. It's that kind of vibe.
Yeah, we got a Nagel or like an Olivia,
and you drop it.
Yeah, like just hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you pull that Nagel off the wall and you blast a big old line off of it, don't you, Andre?
Always.
So you get the full set. You got a nice frying pan. You get the high wall, little fryer guy, the big pot with the strainer for the pasta. You got the medium-sized pot and the little pot. It's a steal at only $850. And that's marked down from like $1,100 or something, $1,200.
That isn't, I mean, it doesn't seem that overpriced, actually. I looked at a picture of the set a few days ago when you showed it to me. I didn't see the price. I mean, for that many pieces, Laker say...
That had it for your whole life.
That's not that. I mean,
it's starting to sound like an actually a good deal if you can't afford it.
That's what it costs. Yeah. I don't know about a good deal, but it just sounds like what it costs. It doesn't sound like some special edition that's 3 times what a random color would be.
And for me, Le Creuset, the thing I liked about it, or still like about it, is like even though it's like a ridiculously expensive piece of cookware, it's little things that you can sort of buy slowly throughout your life and then amass this collection of characters once you eventually, and you buy a little thing here, get a little thing there, and then after 20 years, you'll have a full crazy set of well-worn orange pots, and I like that. But if you're really rich, then just fuck it and buy them all at the same time.
But that also, it's such an old brand. I mean, that idea that you just described is kind of a time-ago tradition where you would, be young and get married.
Mm-hmm.
And what you would put on your registry is like a color of something expensive, like Le Creuset or something else. And as the years went on, you would continue to buy those pieces in that color. It's like it's, you start your life with it. You're early newlywed.
Mm-hmm. The matching KitchenAid color.
Yeah, and that shit doesn't, I like that, but it's also...
I like that too.
Yeah.
But there's so many people where you're like, all right, just pick your color out of these 30 pastel colors. And I know a lot of people, especially nowadays, who will have like an aneurysm, picking their color. Chrome's here for you.
Well, what I was going to say, like, so that goes into one of the things on my list was if you are... this might be obvious, but I think it's also a good reminder, too, to an extent, where nobody really wants to get a gift certificate, necessarily. Like, you would much rather give somebody a present, But then you're like, but what really are they going to use? So if you pick something that's kind of nice that you think they would like, but is in the price point of what you want to spend, and you get it from a store that they can return to.
Mm-hmm.
I know this seems obvious, but to me it's like,
yeah.
As opposed to getting something from like a local store or something, I mean, support local business, but like when you get something that you can't return to a place and you're just getting some shit and the right. person's like, cool, you got me $150 this, I don't know what this is.
Right.
Just remember, you know, like get them something they're going to like and that might be something you don't know. So get yeah. them like a small piece of Le Creuset that you think they'll like. Maybe they'll want a different color. Maybe they'll want something else.
Worst case, they can go to Sur La Table yeah. in Swap Boise, Idaho and get well, something but
even,
else they want.
I mean, I'm sure now Serving probably has a holiday return policy with receipt. You know, like anywhere that you shot. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. Call ahead. But
quit.
I mean, it doesn't have to be Williams-Sonoma or Sur La Table. Those are great options if
probably
you're not close
to return too.
Yeah.
If you go to there.
But I mean, you could call something like if you're doing knives, you could call Ross Cutlery. They have knives at Now Serving. You could see like yeah. what's return policy on this, you know. But
what's your return policy on knives?
But yeah, it's like, look, this my two things for this were, you know, the shop somewhere you can return to, but also you can never go wrong with something that's kind of like a timeless gift, like Le Creuset, like All Cloud, like Staub. Mm.
Rolex, Tiffany's,
Rolex,
all that.
For sure. Just give them cash.
Brooks Brothers trousers.
My list is cash, and I have no other things to say, so you guys continue.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Give me that Shell card.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, I can buy chips.
Both got these for our birthday recently, but the good size like Heath ceramic serving bowl.
Ooh.
I love it so
Big
much.
Big shout out to Dana.
Big shout out to and Momo.
So
and
Momo. Nice.
It...
I got his company for my birthday last year. That was cool.
That sounds great. It was a housewarming for me, too. Sorry. You use it for fruit bowl. I used it to plate up some food. We had like a cookout. I don't know who I was feeding, but it just makes the food look so much better.
Yeah. It's like, it's
I mean,
shocking.
Just it was buy just a like, giant Heath ceramics like, bowl, never, you broke boys.
What?
Yeah, you can literally put the shittiest pasta yeah. you've ever made in and a Heath like, ceramic bowl, mm-hmm. and somebody will be like, "This is you made this?"
It was crazy. Yeah,
a woman walking by will drop her wine glass in her hand. Yeah. It'll shatter on the ground and be like, "Oh my God."
It was kind of shocking how much better it looked.
Mm-hmm.
I just did like roasted veg, and I like put some dill as a finish, and I was like, I look like...
You got to spend money to make money, baby. Yeah. Heath ceramics.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. They're strong, too. It gets really sturdy. You can really feel the difference.
So they are pretty. They're pretty durable.
I'm not trying
I'll
to
give
drop
them credit.
That. But,
yeah,
but
they might survive a bounce.
It's pretty strong.
I abuse my bowl often.
Why would you do that? So I just. But the only problem with getting that one Heath bowl, I've coveted Heath. This is the first piece I've ever owned. Occasionally I find myself looking on Etsy or eBay or on their website, just like staring at Heath. Just like
also yeah. Heath, they have a lot of sales
they
all
do.
The time. So keep
I
your
just
eyes peeled.
Fucking miss one.
Mm.
Oy, oy, oy.
Damn.
Yeah, the seconds. You know what places will sell? You know, like you go to the outlet store for Le Creuset, which usually is a total scam because mm-hmm. they're just selling you whatever. New product they have for 5% less or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
But they will have things like seconds where there's a small chip on the enamel and that can be like half off. And that's the same thing at like the Heath store,
mm-hmm.
which you go in the Heath store and you're like, oh, this is overpriced or full retail all the time unless I look for something that's got like a ding on the bottom and then yeah. I'm straight.
Give me that ding.
Books are like that too.
Yeah.
And before Stewie does the next one,
I just did
that's
one.
How that's how I before Andre does the next one. The before I do the next one, the Vitamix manufacturer refurbished.
Yeah,
if you're gonna get the Vitamix, that's you can just knock like $100 off it, and
or more come to the same warranty
or more.
Yeah,
and I bought mine a couple years ago, a refurbished one. It was on Amazon. You know,
I got one coming in the mail.
Good as new.
Actually, right now is a good time to buy one. Sur La Table, that you can get one for like $2.99.
Damn!
I think they just came Variable out with like a like more too. Of like an entry level, like a smaller, yeah. lower priced guy.
They're fine. Just you just want to get the not the high low, but a variable speed is you know with a dial.
Variable
that's
speed
is crucial.
Off top, you gotta have variable speed.
Crucial.
Everybody knows that.
Andre,
well, now they do.
Hit me.
So stockings. Okay, so it's still on my cheap list. I cooked char siu pork in my smoker, and that required me hanging meat from hooks. And for, I don't know, $10, I got 8 little 2.5-inch meat hooks off Amazon, which worked like shockingly well as far as how sharp the points were to go through. I was using country boneless ribs, so it was like 1.5 inches square around it, which is kind of hard to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And just a real breeze going right through there.
Slides right through.
But it can be fun. It could be paired with, you know, because they're inexpensive. It could be paired with a gift certificate to like McCall's or a local butcher shop close by somebody you're visiting. If you wanted to get something where you're like, I don't know what, I know though this will go to use. If you get somebody a gift certificate to like a butcher shop, they will use it if they cook.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But, you know, I use it in a smoker, but there's so many applications for using and hanging meat and like slow cooking in an oven and having like a drip pan below it. Things that need to hang vertical can always also be hung horizontally by two hooks, as long as you're watching it catch and drip too. So
like a 9-inch nails video.
And it's also something small and inexpensive that kind of is one of those fun things that encourages somebody maybe to try something they haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do a duck from it. You know, there's really like, there's tons of stuff.
Something that you didn't know you would really want until you actually had one in your house.
Yeah. Right. And you can hang things like if you wanted, you know, like a, I mean, it depends on how you, I'm pretty easy around raw meat and not too freaked out about it. But like, you know, like if you're going to roast a chicken, you can hang one to dry the skin out in a fridge overnight. You know, like while it's dry brining with salt or something.
I love fridge hanging.
It's a little something.
That's nice. Next up for me, the one of my favorite restaurants in Miami right now is Art Basel. I know all of our listeners are there buying art.
Just
Joe's Stone Crab is a restaurant there. A classic spot. They have they sell stone crabs and other stuff. It's like a nice fancy white tablecloth restaurant. But they have a classic Florida key lime pie that they will deliver to your house overnighted in a dry ice box. It's a little pricey. It's like $70, but it's like overnighted next day in dry ice, and you get this key lime pie. And I don't even really care about key lime pie.
Key lime pie's good.
It's not something I'll have it if it's around, but I would never really order it.
I would order it.
It's not on.
I don't even like desserts. I don't know why. That's one thing that I think it's because it's so citrusy and bright.
I think that one's just legit. If you're probably getting it in Florida, it's a real key lime pie. So often it's fake. It takes a real key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. And a fake one. But yeah.
But if you have a friend who used to live in Florida and they miss those key limes, or they're just a sweethead, or they like dry ice, that is an amazing gift because
dry ice daddy's out there.
I mean, it never gets old to open up a box and then like smoke starts coming out of it. That's always fucking sick.
Do you miss science class and wearing thick rubber gloves?
Yes, I do.
No. Let's see. Mine's kind of dorky.
No way. I got a dorkier one on my list. I promise. I've got the all-time most boring gift on my list with a high percentage of functionality.
Okay.
Continue.
Similar. Okay.
I was just staring in the dry storage room, and I was like, you know what would be really good? Because I have some of these. That's a good gift, and it's pathetic. I don't know.
You kind
of
say Canberra?
No, that's the best. That's a great gift. But just a bundle of proper kitchen towels.
Yeah.
Real deal. Solid. They're called bar mop. It's like a little thicker. The ones that you would just fold nicely and use that to saute with, as opposed to it's like,
not nice flour sack kitchen towel.
Yeah, like a super thin. The IKEA ones are red with a red stripe, but they're so thin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it gets the slightest bit wet, or even like steam constitutes as wet. So if you're like, if that's building up, all of a sudden you think your towel is nice and dry, but you've been using it to open a lid and it just gets a little steam. It's like, whoa, it's wet and my hand's going to
fall. All of our listeners who are actual professional chefs know all about touching some hot shit with a wet towel.
Yeah,
and having it almost make it worse.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it's a conduit. Yeah. It does make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the steam issue, too.
So get a nice big-ass bundle of towels.
And I'm trying to think of a good place to send people. You could get a solid one, even like a Smart Final. They'll sell them there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do in a pinch. But if you have anybody that could...
Just when you thought getting laid from masking tape wasn't going to work, buy that man some towels.
Some towels.
Mm.
Or, yeah. It's just really handy. Get like a 5-pack and tie like, you know, some cute ribbon or a cute thread and do a little bundle out of it.
That reminds me of the getting the deli cups as well on Amazon.
Yeah.
Another crucial. Great thing for our functional function over fun gift.
We got a little bit of a bounce out.
Oh, kitchen towels are fun.
Yay. Who's up next?
I'll blast one, and then Andre can go up next. I say go to Grist and Toll's website, gristandtoll.com. They make, it's a flour mill here in L.A. They provide flour for a bunch of bakeries. Maybe they're the best people who do that in town. I don't know, but probably. But you can get, you can go on their website anywhere, and they'll mail you even just a single thing of flour for like $7 or $8. And they have like a $100 gift set where you can get like an assortment of whatever their finest flowers are right now in a nice box with a tote bag and all that stuff. But making good bread nowadays and good quality whole grains are very popular right now. And I think Grist and Toll might be my fave.
I wonder how far they ship for anybody not in the area.
I don't know. I mean, I know they ship like at least nationwide.
Yeah, well, there you go.
International, who knows?
Probably for the price.
All of our listeners in Chile, you don't want these GMO grains anyways, right?
No, they're not getting those.
Mm-mm.
You're not getting that
they
shit.
They just get it from Mexico. They have GMOs in Mexico.
We have a big Chilean listenership.
I don't think they have GMOs in Mexico.
No,
they're corn.
If they do, it's so small.
They try not to.
It's such a huge program of protecting
all
those products in there. It's kind of, it's an inspiration how much they've protected, like, their corn and everything that...
Their corn, their coca leaves, everything, baby. You name it. From their corn to their coke to their Mexican coke.
Yeah.
Mexico's doing it A-OK.
I'm more of a Mexican Sprite guy, but whatever.
Oh,
also, speaking of Mexican sodas,
okay.
we're all familiar with the Orange Bang, right?
Sure. Olé.
Not... Okay.
This is something that you don't get in a bottle or a can. This is something that's served like in
fountain.
Like on a, it's a fountain soda.
One of those creepy fountain ones. Circulated squirts.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was at a taco truck by my house, and they had in a bottle orange boing. B-O-I-N-G.
This is a time when you do not step off the reservation, my friend.
So now I'm like, bang or boing.
Get the Amazon Silpat off-brand. Pony up the money for some Orange Bang.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, but the thing is, Boeing looks like it could be better than Bang.
How's that?
Well, you know what? I'm a highly educated, open-minded...
Look at Boeing. Boeing looks fire.
Boeing does look kind of tough. I take it all back. Did they just put that label on there with the "Hello, my name is Eminem" style sticker?
I don't know, but it looks great. So, all of our listeners at home, if you've tried Boing, the Mexican orange beverage in a glass bottle,
did all this hit you after you left the taco truck?
Well, yeah,
because you were there, smart enough to take a picture, but didn't want to pull the trigger on a dollar soda to try it.
I had already purchased a small Mexican Coke. So and then somebody next to me ordered the Boeing, and I was like, what is that Boeing? Let me take a picture of it.
Cloudy.
I want to talk about it on my podcast. Andre, you're up.
An instant read thermometer for kind of mid-level. You can get...
The old Thermapen, mate.
You can get off-brand ones off Amazon. Not recommended.
Mm-mm.
Although they probably work. But like... There's a company called ThermaWorks, which does not sell on Amazon because all their designs have been ripped off so much that there's tons of knockoffs, and they only sell to guarantee it through their website because also they're certified food safe, so they can control, and I think they guarantee and are responsible for that label, so they don't want weird knockoffs being sold under their name. So you have to go to their website, but they send you jelly beans every time you buy something from them, so that's fun.
And I jelly think, beans?
And I think it's free shipping or like
I love that.
$5 shipping on any order over $80 or $50 or something. But so your cheap instant reads will run you like $30 on Amazon, and their high quality base model I think is like $60 or $70, but it will last you forever.
Mm.
And then they've got a ton of products that range from professional kind of like competition grade barbecue thermometers and setups with Bluetooth or Wi-Fi stations and multiple. I mean, if you want to spend money,
hotspots.
They have really cool smart design timers, like where you'll be able to catch five different reads on one thermometer if you're cooking a bunch of different things.
That's amazing.
And then they also have a really tiny one based on kind of a cake pop thermometer that they call, I think, a Thermopop. That's like $25, which is a real basic but really cool small. It's like a quarter size head with like a little probe that looks like a cake thermometer, and it just goes in and reads. You can do temperatures the same way. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little slower than some of the other products, but also, you know, within seconds.
Oh, it's literally read, yeah.
Yeah, so you can put one of those in a little stocking, or you can get something bigger.
That's nice.
What's your favorite thing to check the temperature on, Andre? Be honest. Other than the room.
I think, you know what, I can't think, like, there's not one thing. The thing that I really care about getting the temperature right on is something really expensive, like a prime rib that I really care about temperature.
Like when you got that leg of lamb or that prime rib.
Like, I don't want it off by more than, like, 2 or 3 degrees would bum me out when you spend $150 or $200 on a piece of meat. So, so anything that costs money, like a chicken, yeah. It's like, yeah, maybe I'll do it. Sure. Why not? But yeah, something that you really need to be dialed in. I think people also too forget that you can, you know, take the temperature of water. If you don't want, you know, like when you want water below boiling, but specifically at a certain heat, like if you're making, I mean, tea is a bad example because whatever. But if you're doing really specific things, eggs, and you don't have, you're not doing a long cook and you don't have a sous vide wand, if you put hot water in something insulated and keep the lid on, you can keep, you know, you can, in a cheap cooler, you can keep water to temp for like 2 hours within, you know, a few degrees, as long as that's all you need.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy to tweak it. Just add a little more hot water.
Put it in a Yeti cooler, and boy, it's going to be in there for four days.
Checking temp on oil when you're frying. That's incredibly important, and also incredibly important to measure it when it gets to temp and to continue measure it as you're cooking, as everything you're frying is lowering the temperature in the oil.
All the time.
Anything confectionery when you're worried about sugars getting too hot. So those are all pretty, you know, all encompassing applications for heat.
I never thought I needed a thermometer so bad. You were nice enough to give me one as a gift last year.
What's the thermometers where it's, there's a long coil cord in between.
Mm-hmm.
They
make products
for the BBQ
that have. I mean, I've got a couple of those where,
dude,
there's long probe thermometer sensors.
I use that.
That's like power
the one
steering.
I gave you.
Yeah, the one you gave me.
Yeah.
So not just for your BBQ. I recently used it to
oven temp
for oven temp to get.
I
use a little dot on the Sharpie to get an accurate read.
Yeah,
so
man.
Now I know where my 400 is at for 400. And
yeah,
I get
super bummed. I mean, not bummed, whatever. That's a little bit melodramatic.
Frustrated.
Whenever, like, I just can't imagine an oven without, like, an oven thermometer inside of it anywhere. Because it's just like...
But this one works
everybody's
so much better.
Oven, yeah, this one works better. But everybody's oven is so different. Anybody listening should immediately go out and order a bunch of cheap oven thermometers. Put one in yours for people visiting that need to cook that want to know how hot it is. And
put it in the right spot. Put it like if you know,
middle shelf, middle oven.
Yeah, middle. Yeah, and then if you're gonna use another part, you know, check it up there.
Check it up there.
Yeah, I have an old like a hipster looking oven, so it's really, I can almost use the, I can set, I'll finish things in a saute pan in the oven all the time just to get color on top, and if I put it on the bottom, it's almost like a heating element from below.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically like double saute.
Yeah.
So I've learned to use that to my benefit, whereas before, like, damn it, I just burned it. But if you just cut it a little early, it works really well. So it's funny, you just getting to know your oven. It's just, it's frustrating. But once you dial it in, it could really be your friend.
Color on Top also sounds like a 90s R&B band.
It is.
Which is something
Speaking of the clothing line.
Real into it. Yeah.
When our friend Jimmy was just a child, he would dress up as a kitchen housewife character in drag, and his childhood drag name was Saute.
Wow. That's a true story?
That's a true story. Next up.
I got so many questions.
Can you just cut that and put that at the end of the episode? Because I'm just like, I don't know what to do with that.
Name a better foodie name, drag name than Sauté. That's right.
Flambé?
You can't.
Seasoning?
Sauté.
God damn it. Flambé is good too.
I know, right? Yeah.
This is more of a low.
Silpat.
This is more of a low. This is my little homie Silpat.
Hey, little Silpat. Little.
It's my shooter Silpat.
All right.
I like those pumps, Silpat. Where'd you get those? If you're a gangster drag queen who also likes food, Silpat. Little Mark. I'm done.
Okay, every year for the last few years, our friend Chris Chang, formerly of The Stew, at Neg Nance on social media, you guys may know him from...
Never forget.
From my social media and stuff like that. But the company that he works for, the Director's Bureau, every year for their holiday party, he always has these rum cakes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He always gets a lot of stuff. The guy can throw a party, but he has these rum cakes, and they're made... by a girl who doesn't really, it's not like a business or a restaurant or anything like that. She just does them at home, I guess. And then you email her, and she only makes them during the holidays. She has like this underground cult following.
That's awesome.
And they're called liquor cakes, and you can just email her. It's julie@liquorcake.com.
Oh, here it comes, and Julie. You'll need a point, dog.
I already spoke with Julie. I told her that I'm going to add her to this, and she's happy for it. But they do these really beautiful kind of ornate bundt cakes with many different flavors of liquor. But they're really, really soaked in with the liquor. So the rum cakes every year, you eat a bite of it, and you're like, oh, this is really good. And then you get down to the bottom, like when gravity has kind of settled that alcohol at the bottom, and that last half inch of this cake is just... it can't even support itself because there's so much alcohol in it.
Yeah,
it's a real catch warmer. A real fat ass buzz off of it.
Yeah, it's very tight.
Well, but also, it's you delicious. Finish all
and the
those,
next day too.
You finish all those with alcohol, right? So you cook a rum cake with rum that burns off.
Yeah,
but then after it cools, like a soaked cake,
and then it's
so there's just out. I mean,
yeah.
Double
for
the,
people that don't know or don't pay attention, there's easily two shots of hard alcohol in a proper. Decent yeah. slice of rum cake.
Like if I ate a whole cake, I would be like donezo. Yeah. Like if our mom ate one slice of this cake,
dude.
She would be like, I smoke cigarettes now. Like she would be like kind of, she would get like pretty drunk.
She would probably just fall asleep, really. But yeah.
I discovered this, like this was years ago. Like,
hi, mom.
What up, mom? Love you.
When I used to live with LaRoche. Like long time ago, my friend John brought over a rum cake he made. Like around the season, and kind of put
the
it
only
in
time
there.
He's ever baked something,
yes.
rum cake,
and the so he brings it in, he puts it down. This is like 11 in the morning.
The Pogues' Christmas is playing in the background.
Yeah. There you go. And
Parliament lights are lit by the fire.
Oi to the skins, oi to the box.
I just take a slice and start eating it at 11 in the afternoon, and like 15 minutes later, I was hammered. And he was like, I was like, what is going on? He's just like, oh, they're. And that's the day I learned how rum cake is made and how much just straight raw rum is finished in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just bake a cake and then you take a bottle of rum and turn it upside down over a cake and you just let it all pour out and then you eat it.
I guess it's awesome. Like the first time you have that watermelon that's been vodka and you're like, oh dear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
This year, Julie told me, yeah, like I said, go to julie@liquorcake.com. They cost $49.
It's a steal.
But like I said, it's a beautiful, amazing-looking cake. And then she'll also ship locally in L.A. for $10, and she can also overnight ship them to other places in the world.
Damn, wow.
But other flavors this year, my favorite is the vanilla bean dark rum liquor cake, because that's the only one I've had. But she also has dark chocolate bourbon, dark chocolate stout, dark chocolate peppermint Kahlua, and the new one, lemon vodka.
Panty dropper.
Lemon vodka cake sounds like a dangerous situation.
Lemon vodka cake.
All right, Stuart, you're up.
Good.
Sounds good.
Rectilinear double burner large reversible grill pan.
Mm.
Because it's such a...
They can buy mine.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have the square one at home. I wish I had the double burning one. I really like
it.
I really like it.
So the bit, like the long rectangular
it's like
piece of cast iron, one side is flat, the other side is a grill.
Yeah, the flat is like so good for making pancakes.
Mm.
Perfect for pancakes.
Hashy browns. Yeah, you got a little plancha just going right there on the stovetop.
That's really cool. I did it. I use it for tacos at home every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Make tacos.
Oh, okay.
But the grill I love. I threw the grill on the grill, and it was nice, too.
That's
to
a
color.
Good look.
Yeah.
That's a very cool look to put that on the barbecue.
You just don't think to touch it. Clean it the next day, because it gets hot as hell.
Yeah.
That's the trick. Just stay away from it, if it's on the barbecue, but it works really well.
Yeah, the plancha is one thing that the home cook really doesn't ever have access to. That's the closest you're going to come to it, huh?
Yeah, and you got those ones also in the hipster stoves, and it's like they're built in. It's like, where's that grease going? That's awful. It just goes right down those holes. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, when you buy one, if you buy those expensive Viking models that you take a six burner, and then your middle is a plancha, or you know whatever. Mm. I don't want to, they'd probably don't call it that, but whatever. So your middle two burners built in are a griddle, right? But that also has to be residential code for it to be sold that way. And it's so small,
means they're not cool.
The heating elements, and it's not seasoned like a restaurant's plancha, and it will never season like a restaurant plancha, and all those things. Like you will not. It will not replicate how well those cook. If you buy used commercial equipment and illegally install it in your home,
which you should do,
I would totally do that.
It's a big deal.
then you can cook like that. But not all flat tops are made the same.
Plus, you need a where's the grease going to go? And the home ones, they don't have that little. There's always a little square cutout, and you just kind of scrape it in there, and then you pull where the grease comes go, and you get rid of it.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure it exists. There's a workaround, but...
Well, the workaround is you're not cooking for a restaurant. Like, you're making breakfast. The only grease you're going to have left over is from bacon, and you wipe that off. Well, you definitely don't need a huge grease trap when you're making dinner for four.
Speaking of the plancha, I was just talking with Stuart, the chef from Saint Bird Provisions, last night, and Zach Brooks, creator of the Fried Rice Wars with Andre, and Stuart was like, yo... I was like, Stuart, do you prefer the whiter rice or the browner rice? And he said he likes the whiter rice, Andre style. And he said he makes his fried rice on the plancha.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
He said plancha is the way to really do it. You get you just get like two scrapers and you just.
Yeah. Pss, 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 pss. That was on my list too. Is the burger flipper with a nice sharp edge.
Oh, yeah.
Especially what'd you call me?
A burger flipper? You ain't nothing but a low dog, yellow belly burger flipper.
Burger flipper? Like the kind of longer, wider spatula?
It's literally like, I only said that because like that's what it's called in the store.
And you kind of use that
wooden
for
handle.
Chopping up a hashy, flipping a burgie. What else do you do with it?
Especially if it kind of goes with the two burner griddle pan. That's where it's the best thing for flipping a pancake is you got to get underneath, or just flipping a sandwich because it's so thin.
It's got a real fine tip on it, like
offset
like the
spatula,
fish,
but
like
a
the fish spatula,
big long one. Yeah, but you don't want the fish because that gets caught on stuff.
I want the fish.
Well, if you don't, sometimes you use a fish spatula that flips. I mean, you're gonna use fish spatula to flip a pancake or to flip like
fish.
A tuna melt. It's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
It's a
watch
nightmare.
Me.
Ew.
Our mommy gave me a fish spatula a couple years ago.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah. They're okay. I mean, the fish spatula...
It's good for fish.
It's good for fish, but it's also... They're so thin and flimsy. I think what you're describing is a little sturdier.
Yeah, it's a beast.
But it has that really thin start edge on it, and it's great.
Yeah, it gets like right in
there. There's not a lot you can do with a fish spatula.
No.
Except fish and really small cuts of meat. They're great.
Or like fine vegetables and stuff.
You can't flip a pancake with one.
It's good for delicate work. Like a fish.
Dollar size pancakes.
You guys are delicate. Little fish.
Little
cubs.
Fish.
Yeah.
I was also standing next to Jason when he asked this question of Stuart and of Zach Brooks, who I've seen many times since that Rice Wars?
Fried Rice Wars.
Fried Rice Wars.
All of our listeners know about it.
Well, but so you texted me like
clear the air
that week and was like, look at all these funny things coming in. People are like, holy shit, they really got into it. And I was like, into what? You're like, the rice. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then so
I was there.
It came up. I even forgot to talk to Zach about it. And then when you said it last night, I looked at Zach and I was like, I don't remember it being that big of a deal. He's like, I'm so glad you said that. I don't even know what anybody like, I didn't think of it at all that we were getting into it. It's just like how we were talking about it. And so both of us were like, yeah, I don't know.
But Zach also said, I don't know. I don't remember it being that serious. But he said he's gotten more feedback and response and comments about that than any other thing that he's ever done on a podcast. And he's done a podcast with like Jonathan Gold and shit.
Yeah.
Which feels like, good.
And you too.
Yeah.
I guess.
And you too?
No, like
me or the band?
The band, you two are like you say Jonathan Gold on his podcast.
Right.
He's also had bands ten times the size of Jonathan
Gold.
Yeah.
Huge bands. Like,
he's had huge bands. So
yeah, listen to his podcast.
Apparently he should have just tried to fucking fight all the bands that he was talking to and people have been really excited about it.
Yes, he should have.
Yeah.
You should always try to fight you too. Their new album sucks.
Didn't kill it on SNL. Said by me for the last 22 years.
But Joshua Tree's
I
so
do like
good.
Joshua
it
Tree.
Is a great record.
Joshua Tree's
a
such
record.
A good record.
War
though.
Is a great record.
War is a great record.
They got two.
They got two. They got two. Get Out.
And the one, yeah, that, yeah. There's one more. Then that's it.
I've got two. I've got a double bagger. I got a high low. We've got the kitchen apron. I've been thinking about aprons lately. I've never worn.
This can definitely go very high low.
It's going to go high low.
In a comical LA thing that drives me crazy sense, but
well,
go for it.
The one thing I hate right are now. Like the expensive, thick Ugh. Aprons that have like leather straps on it, like Ugh. The kind of ones where like if a guy has like a tattoo on his forearm of like a knife and then like a pig segments
and a beet,
like all that stuff, and then like the mustache wax and all that shit.
Shout outs to all the people that have had that on our podcast.
Yeah, shout outs to
you
like,
guys wear it well.
The hundreds of people who are listening to this who have all of those things, you know what you fucking did.
Hey guys.
But I always liked the apron where it's just a plain old, like the apron, like when you work in a restaurant, they're like, they toss you like you want black or white. It's just like the regular, like, Angelica apron, you know?
The best.
But
I forget it's there. That's the point, is that you want it to be like an extension.
Right.
You don't want to be cognizant.
But on
of
the
your
low
apron.
End, if you don't have access to that, you can just go on Amazon and Dickies makes
oh,
aprons,
word?
And they cost $7. On Amazon, you can get them like in black, white, like navy blue, and then, like,
my favorite
the
one.
Black and white. The vertical stripe checker one as well, like a little more chefy, but like a nice blue, like a cobalt Dickies blue.
It's the best.
For $7, and you get like the decent Dickies quality.
Can you do like a Dickies apron and then like a Cortez combo?
Oh, yeah. You can for sure do that. Just don't make sure you don't do it with like a Ben Davis pant because we can't Mm-mm. brand clash that heavily.
Just no. The Carhartt maybe.
Don't do a shell toe because
don't do it.
That's just dumb.
On the high end of aprons, thanks to our friend Chris Black, who sent me over some higher end things. there's a website, houseofvolitaire.org. You can get this Ed Ruscha or Ruscha.
Ruscha.
Nice. I've had a little triple A, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The it costs £75. Mm-hmm. It's not listed in dollars, but it's like a very nice kind of natural colored garment style apron, and then it has a nice pocket in the front, and then silk screened on it is his recipe for his cactus omelet that he would cook when he was living at his Joshua Tree home.
I don't know. I mean, £75. What is that? $100? $90?
Yeah, like a little bit under 100, probably.
That's a lot of money.
That's not. I mean,
but
it's a lot of money.
It's not.
But it's like a limited edition, and it's a licensed product by him. It's not like a bootleg random thing.
But the when I was talking about the aprons, I mean, $100 is annoying. But I don't know if you have it for life and you love it, mm-hmm. fine. I'm talking about like the $300, $400 Japanese denim apron.
Yeah.
And then you were describing to like the leather straps and stuff that drive me nuts. I don't know, £75 for something like that.
Yeah.
That's it's a little swaggy, but yeah.
Also, how gross does a cactus omelet sound?
No way. Delicious.
Napolitos? Come on,
it's
man.
The best. Napolitos.
Don't you get that from
amazing.
Tacos Delta? I'm not talking about tacos via Corona.
I'm just never. Yeah. I've never been a Nopal fan myself.
They're amazing. Yeah, super good.
It doesn't taste like anything.
I've never seen either of you motherfuckers eat a single Nopal in my life. I don't want to hear this high praise.
Whatever, dude.
I mean, I don't cook with it that often. My dad does all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad's cool. That's why.
But tacos via Corona, real good.
Yeah, that's...
That's where fantastic. I usually have it.
All I'm saying is a nopal does not cross my mouth.
Haven't you had like that, like the nopal with like the black corn quesadilla in Echo Park? The woman who was at
the blue corn serving. Quesadilla.
Yeah, that's also. There's also she does that with cactus as well.
Yeah, that and I great. See that on the menu and I stray away.
No
from
wait,
it.
That's okay.
It's all I go, pickly and great. It's
I go solo with la coche.
Solo doing it wrong.
I've just never been out. A nopal man. For yeah. me, the flavor's not there. It has a slimy consistency. It's
do
the,
you like okra?
I do like okra.
Pickled?
Even if it's a little slimy?
For some reason, I'm okay with it, yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Just trying to get a baseline.
I was thinking okra as soon as those words were leaving my lips.
I love okra in all its forms unless it's completely ruined. But like even yeah. when it's like someone sautés it well and there's a little bit of that sliminess in there, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. I really it. Like okra
I like
a lot.
Izakaya form the best.
Listeners, maybe I just need to find the right cactus to put in my mouth. If you know where that is in LA, do let me know.
Okay.
Stu, you got any more?
I mean, I could... Oh, yeah. I'm wearing them. So for front of the house or back of the house.
Sweatshirt apparently is what
American Apparel
yeah.
shirt? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
American Apparel shirt.
Oh,
for
Stewie come socks. Through with the Burks.
If like, okay, so I got the mule, the slip on. It's either Boston or Amsterdam. They're both like that's like the slides. And they're amazing, but you can't really wear them on the floor because there's no heel. Our restaurant, we have a lot of stairs, so it's extra not really functional. But I wear them and I walk to work all the time. It's changed the quality of my life significantly, these really? Birkenstocks. So I got the heel ones, and they're a big investment. They're Birkenstock London.
What they cost them, baby?
Like $170, $160, or $170, depends.
Nothing to laugh
I got
at.
Black, and it was so hard to find it, so I really recommend just going on Zappos. Yeah, but well, I mean, I really recommend going on Zappos because it's so hard to find a retailer that even sells these ones. Everyone just sells like the sandals or the ones that just has the heel, but mostly just the sandals.
Stewie think differently.
Yeah. So these guys, they're incredibly comfortable. They're Andre's holding it now. They're way lighter than I expected. They're much lighter than my other ones.
Do they come crazy in a 17?
Light. Yeah, they're super light. I love it. I mean, you look hella Danish wearing it, but I think I'm 37
Danish.
And I just
and you know
don't,
that's dangerous in LA 2017.
I just don't care anymore. Well, I'm going to...
You're married.
Well, she doesn't like them, but that's fine. I'm having a hard day. She doesn't like these things. So I'm going to France. It's going to be cold, and I have, like... I'm so...
Oh, yeah. Pair that with a nice wool sock. She's really going to be excited about that.
I know. But it's just... I needed a
penny
heel.
Penny right there, baby.
Because if there's light snow and light rain, I think I'll be okay with these. But if I have the ones where my heels exposed, I'll be okay. Well, I also have boots, too.
Yeah, it's take light. The Wolvies. Don't you light. Have Wolvies?
I have Wolverine. I have 1,000-mile boots. Yeah, I'm going to wear Wolvies. Those. Mm-hmm. This has better tread. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm going to bring options.
Yeah, and also those shoes, those I don't want to see those get all weathered and worn. I like them crispy like that. Keep them crispy like that.
That's not going to happen. But
Super Brothers different.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, they look good crispy.
Stewie will pull up and fuck up a shoe.
Just buy another pair.
Yeah,
have the you know the dinner party special event cocktail attire only London Birkenstock. Mm-hmm.
Well, these things clean up so easily. That's
as Chris Black would say, when you buy two pair, one to rock, one to stock.
Oh, I like that. When I got the Wolvies, Speak of the Devil, which is also a great shoe if you were on the front of the house tip, not for the back of the house because they're hella slippery on the grease, but they come with a good kit. For polishing and cleaning. So I'll just use that same kit for this. They got olive oil based.
All right, we got one more left, Andre. You got one more left in you? I've got one more left in me.
Yeti cooler.
Woohoo!
Wow, big boy.
Okay.
I've got a ton more. But Yeti cooler's the one that I want the most on my list. I guess other than a rock box.
We've already talked... at length about the Yeti cooler,
but we haven't done it in a while, and
it has been a while.
If we don't talk about it, they're not going to sponsor us.
You're right.
So we got to talk about Yetis every episode now for at least 10 minutes. I think we should rename Best Thing We Ate This Week. What's the best Yeti thing we
thought about buying this week?
If you fake it till you make it. Best Thing We Ate This Week brought to you by YetiCoolers.com. Use the promo code TheStew at YetiCoolers.com.
I just think
nothing will happen.
I just think that. There's just like so much cool shit you can do in a Yeti cooler. Like, have one.
You could live in one. You could die in one.
But I wanted to say, like,
you could cut up a body and all fits in there and it stays cold for days.
I mean, I don't think you can get a reasonably sized one. Yeah, I mean, you could sous vide something real nice in one of those.
And you guys save so much energy
to feed a whole
jail. Do a small pig in there.
You could do a medium pig in a Yeti.
A full goose.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, full goose, feathers and all. You can embalm a goose.
I need one.
Use it as a fish tank. Terrarium, even.
Jill, Donald, I know you're listening.
I'm never going to do
stock it. Stock that stuffing. Stuff that stocking with a big old Yeti for Andre. Andre deserves it.
So the ultimate functional yet most boring gift I could come up with, truly something that somebody would get and the entire party would laugh at, yet if they didn't have it, they'd be like, I'm going to use this.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses.
In Australia, did you know they call coolers Eskies?
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Based. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cute?
It's a good one.
Go on, Andre.
Costco membership.
Oh, sick. Good call.
Costco membership.
That's really good.
This is the most practical ass gift guide I've ever heard in my life, and I like it.
It's also either a dice roll or you got to have that text like, hey, man, you got a Costco card?
Yeah, you need inside information.
It's preface, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Think about something that you would equally use if you didn't have it and as shitty and boring as a Costco membership.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I was thinking a description of this.
Like an optometrist gift certificate or something. Like, you should get your eyes checked out.
I mean, that's a good call. Like, if you got a free teeth cleaning coupon.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mom.
But this ain't an oral hygiene podcast, player.
This is not an oral podcast. This is a damn food podcast, baby.
It's about superstores. But
I do, like, there's so many good things. Just for getting whole briskets alone, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Get some prime. Cheese.
Yeah, USDA Prime. Not even choice.
Buying meat at Costco is the one.
Whole Packers briskets. Real
cheap
nice.
Bears.
Yeah, Packers cheap briskets. All right, my last one, and then we'll do the best thing that we ate all week. When we first started out, Wax Paper, our friends, the best sandwich shop in town, they have, if you go to Wax Paper's website, I think it's waxpaperco.com? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it is.
Stewie's
looking it up for us.
They have great t-shirts. Stewie has one. They have great tote bags. And for the holiday season, I think, hopefully, they're going to have these soccer-style scarves.
Yeah, those are great.
Available for purchase. You can look on their Instagram and they have them on there. And then they're also pickling a bunch of stuff for the holiday gift giving as well. And they're really good at pickling and they really seem to like pickling.
Waxpaperco.com.
Waxpaperco.com.
Also,
when you guys are listening, Wax Paper people, it still says on your website that you're going to be closed for Thanksgiving. And come on, guys.
Maybe that's for next year.
Yeah, that's for next year.
Remember. Never mind. I take that back. That's very smart.
Going to buy these gifts means you get to eat there, too.
Yes. Or you can.
And follow them on Instagram because they always have crazy ass sandwiches. I was just talking to them. I'm going to go in this week. And because I always order the same sandwich every time. And every time I go in there, like, get something different.
What'd you order?
I always get the hourglass.
You get Ira add tuna next time. It's very, very good.
Oh.
Get the panzanella salad add tuna.
Really? That's a good call.
All right. Healthy boys. We need to slow down. This sounds a little too good. Stewie, what's the best thing that your fine ass ate all week?
I'm going to go last. I'm going to push.
You're going to go last? Do you want me to go first or, Andre, you got something ready to go?
Are you going to talk about last night?
I am going to talk about last night.
Me too. So I'll go first.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Well,
go first.
I was just going to say everything we had last night.
Last night when we ate food from State Bird Provisions.
So they did a little spread that was everything. Everything from the little spread was in their cookbook. They did like a pork. Forget the term. I'm going to say roulette.
It was like the Italian word for riette. It started with a C. It was like cicciolini or something like
that. That's really close. If that's not it exactly, yeah. It's close to that. That was incredibly good. But what I really liked, they had some nice homemade crackers. The crackers were like a
buttermilk and cacao nib cracker that were super damn addictive.
So I guess we can combine best things we ate. But what I was really impressed by...
Don't you say it. Don't you fucking say it, Andre.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about doing that one too. So
thank God you did the pickles.
But they had a spread of like whole radishes sliced in half or baby turnips sliced in half, wax beans, some sauerkraut, hipster carrots. But what was impressive is how unsour they were, and they were just really salty, and not too salty, but they were.
You know what the secret ingredient was, don't you?
Salt.
No. Red Boat fish sauce.
Oh, is that in that's their the pickling recipe?
Red, yeah. The, well, I know
that's
for
a
the,
great gift by
for the
way.
Carrots.
That's a gift.
I know red for boat, the carrots, Ken said that they had Red Boat in them.
Yeah,
because like the carrots had like a very distinct kind of.
I don't think I had a carrot, which makes sense.
Andre,
I know
you're such a fish sauce fiend.
But what I was reading was that kind of there was a moment of inspiration they had about doing like how pickling basically is just salt, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't need sour. It doesn't need pickling spice. And when you're preserving really well sourced ingredients. So it was just a really interesting and really enjoyable little condiment to have where it was pickled cabbage, but with such little acid, if there is such a thing, it's almost none.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a really nice, softened yet still crisp pickled texture, just bright, not distracting, didn't have to cut through anything. And if there's nothing to cut through, although you know, like the rillette was a little bit fatty, mm-hmm. It's nice to have a pickle that doesn't cut through anything if you don't need it, that isn't too sour, that like puckers up when other things are like more delicate and you don't have tons of fat out there. And like,
and I guess when you do that, that's sort of a testament to the quality of produce that he's getting to pickle. If you get a carrot or a bean or a radish that is that fucking good, you don't want to mask those subtle flavors with a bunch of bullshit. You just want to like put some really good salt on it and let those flavors sing.
I guess that's where it's almost preserved and not pickled in a sense, but it is pickled, but it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I pickle my own stuff, and I love pickles more than anything, and I love banchan and kimchi more than anything. And it was a reminder in a moment where it's like, they don't always have to be sour. They don't always have to have that kind of that punch.
All they have to be is cold and wet, and it's a pickle.
Ew.
Those are great. I'll be making those going forward.
Those were great, and they were also absolutely essential as I was shoveling whipped pork fat into my mouth.
Yeah, you made an amazing sandwich at the end. Responsibly, when things were dying down and obviously people were kind of done eating, Jason put together like two crackers and an amount of this spread that looked like something you would buy.
It was a quarter pounder.
It was a full, like it was a full serving.
It would
have
cost $10 at a restaurant.
Yeah. And he just like, he just laid it on. And everyone had been really daintily kind of like adding, as you would, crackers, spread. This is the first time that he used, there were like these knives, these like butter knives that were out. And he just like put a schmear over a cracker that it was just magic.
A king's ransom of rillette.
It was great. I was jealous. I was fooled by then. I would have followed suit had I had room.
I just power through.
That was my dinner.
Well,
yeah.
And I would feel guilty, but we have got nothing but love for now serving.
Mm-mm.
That is also.
That's the real LA gift giving guide.
That's it. Just go there.
Just fucking
go.
We talked about it.
We talked about it so much, but my joke was going to be the only thing I have is. The only recommendation I have is a gift certificate to Now Serving.
Yeah.
That was going to be a joke, but we mentioned it 18 times. So yeah, I was like, no, I don't need to do that.
Talk about going high or low. You can get like just super expensive, like custom Virginia made, like griddle pans and whatnot. And then
$400
buy a bunch of books.
Salvage copper cooking pot from the 1800s.
So beautiful.
If we give one more plug, tweezers. I feel like I'm going to get one of those.
Yeah. Or we both get one.
Nah.
But we keep it at my house. The best thing that I ate all week was from that same event, but they prepared a little shot at the end of the show, which was at the bottom of like a little plastic, like 2 ounce to go cup. It was a syrup of some
Moscato.
Kind. And then like a little thin layer of that, and then their house made peanut milk on top of that.
Oh yeah, you'd mentioned that.
And this peanut milk, you know, we drink nut milk from every other milk or every other nut in the game. We drink almond milk and blah, 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 blah. You never really see the peanut milk around. And the peanut is sort of the king of nuts, flavor-wise.
The most common nut.
We'd be loving peanuts.
I think it probably doesn't come out that often, or it hasn't yet, because it's such a non-neutral flavor.
It's a very strong flavor.
It tastes like peanuts.
It tastes like peanuts.
It's not going to go with coffee.
And that drink tasted like the most magical PB&J. Like, it was so good.
It was so good.
But it tasted so much like peanut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, because it was made out of
it. It was, yeah, it was like peanut bouillon, or distilled down and elevated so much. But it's just, it's like a little cup of soy milk or almond milk, but 10 times as thick, just real thick, real strong peanut flavor, but perfectly balanced. And then that little bit of syrup at the bottom kind of slowly mixes in with it. And then your first sip is light. And then when you get to the bottom, it's sweetened, and then it changes like four different times every time you take a sip of it. I feel like we're all sleeping on the peanut. All the other nuts are getting a lot of shine, but the peanut has been around. It's been here the
whole
time.
I wanted to taste it in coffee.
I don't know. In ice form, I guess.
I would be
sweet.
Super curious. It also might, I wonder what the texture would be like too, like how much oil is in there once it settles, like what that would be like in coffee.
Separation factor?
Maybe there'd be none. But that was super curious.
Maybe dip a pickle in there. Stewie, what's the best thing you ate all week?
Stupid suggestion.
Yesterday, it's been a long time. I've been craving Burglars. Had a double chi with mustard double chi with mustard and pickles only. And they're actually coming stock. I think we saw it. You don't have social media, Andre. They just made pickles standard on their burgers, which is like, oh, thank
Ooh.
God, finally. You know,
okay.
So, which is great.
Okay.
So I knew they had it. So we got Arjun and I, big shouts. We did, double cheeseburgers. And then we realized, unbeknownst to us, they increased the size of their patty.
Ooh.
And I was like, I really wish I got a single. Didn't see this one coming. I ate a lot of beef for lunch, and I wasn't as productive. But I got through it. But damn, it was so good. It had been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I haven't had a Burglars in a while, but you just now, oh, man.
And you were saying they got a new shirt out, too.
Yeah, the shirt's fucking amazing.
Just in time for the holiday season.
It's, I don't think it's dropped yet, but they did a spiff.
Oh, can you talk about it?
No, it's fine. It's
Stu exclusive.
Stu exclusive. They did a spiff, not a spiff, a spoof on Green Day's Kerplunk. It says Burglars, and it says ketchup instead of Kerplunk.
That's Maybe I like tight. Spoof better than spiff.
Spiff. Spoof, spiff. Spliff.
I like them both.
Yeah. So it was just great. And then some people, you know, people are just soggy French fry people.
No.
I've never been that
way. I met one, but.
They're out there. There's a lot of them. And I had one, Truthers, and it was actually pretty good.
Truthers.
What?
Yeah, it was tasty. And then that's why Mexican Sprite was on the brain, because I have Mexican Sprite with a burger. It's really, really good.
Because
the Coke is so overpowering, I think, with your food. I like a Coke alone and a Sprite with accompaniment. Of food.
I have a weird thing where I love Sprite. I don't ever drink it. But when I do, it's this association that I have from being a kid and going to eat Indian food and always getting a Sprite with it, like from young age. And so now whenever I eat Indian food, literally like my neck snaps back and I'm like, shit, I should get Sprite.
Without do you have Sprite at Bad Mash?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. It's just like something fully leaded Sprite.
It's a trigger. You got to have that Sprite.
You got Sprite on the gun.
Sipping on Sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah. No 7-Up.
You got it on the gun?
Oh, put the gun.
You got it on the gun?
All the time. Click, clack.
Yeah. See, that's it's also, it's not as good out of a can. I need like the Sprite off a gun.
Yeah. It's either gun or bottle. Mexican style.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. The cans, you're right. It's not
that's
as
the
good.
Real silver or the lead.
Yeah. That's the one I like real cold. Bottle. I like my Sprites. Cold as heel.
Stewie, Andre, thank you so much. Another great 2017 in the can, even though we have three more weeks left.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen, but now you have enough time to buy all of your presents online and go back to your lives that you've been living wherever
small
they...
Small businesses.
Support those small businesses like Harry's Razors. Support me at Them Jeans. Support Stewie at Stu Stewart.
I would be supportive.
Andre Conopar has no social media. And thestewpodcast.com is a website where all the old episodes live. All the artwork is that. All of that stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Do-do-do.